Michael B. Jordan portrays Brian Stevenson in the new film Just Mercy.
They convicted an innocent man.
I was always taught to fight for the people who need the help the most.
You don't know what it is down here. They ain't got to have no evidence.
How many of you all were with Walter that morning?
You ain't quitting, is you?
No, sir.
We all with you.
A private screening was held at the Cityplex Theater in Newark, New Jersey. Jordan was present, along with Brian Stevenson and actors from the film Tim Blake Nelson and Rob Morgan. Jordan has made a tradition of hosting screenings in his hometown.
I just think it's important to come back home. You know, I have a sense of pride. I want to, sometimes people from home, they need to see that they can do it too. You know, somebody that went to the same schools you went to, at the same bodegas, came to the same movie theater, that it's not that big of a gap, you know? See people on TV and movies and all that stuff like that, and you think, oh, I want to get there, and it's not, you can do the same thing. So it's really good to come home and, you know, to your people, and I like to share things with them, you know? Like, this is a big deal, it's a big movie, and I want people to be able to have that closeness.
The film was adapted from Stevenson's best-selling memoir, Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption, which describes his journey defending the poor and wrongfully convicted. The Equal Justice Initiative is based in Montgomery, Alabama, and exists to end mass incarceration and excessive punishment in the United States.
You know, the people that I represent that are often made invisible in our society, you know, I work with the poor and the marginalized, the excluded and the incarcerated, and they often feel like no one cares because it doesn't seem like we do care based on our policies. So to create a platform where their struggles, their needs, are being seen and experienced is really energizing, and I'm already getting that from my clients. In fact, we have a scene in the film where four of my clients are actually in the movie, and I'm so grateful to Michael and Destin for making that a part of this experience, and I hope it will inspire the families of people who've lost loved ones to this system to also keep fighting, to hold on, to hang in there. We got 132 million people in this country with family members in jails and prisons. And I want to encourage them to know that we can still keep fighting for justice.
Just Mercy will be out in select theaters on December 25th and nationally on January 10th, 2020.
It is ordered, adjudged, and decreed that Walter McMillan is to face death by electrocution.
I'm Britt Harley, WBGO News.
It's my dad, sir.
Sit down, young man.
John, I want you to sit down now.
He ain't do nothing wrong.
Please, Judge, hold on one second.
I won't say it again. Sit down.
Not if you gonna kill my dad for no reason. You killing my family, sir, you!